Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. And they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process, also known as sales, but in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, possibly including having to overcome fears or blocks about sales. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are, well, annoyingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to support the reboot in a family so that old patterns can be overcome and transformation in relationships can occur. So I am super excited to introduce Catherine Winter Celery. Now, Catherine is the CEO of the Conscious Parenting Revolution and creator of the Guidance Approach to Parenting, along with two colleagues. Now, the program applies conflict resolution skills to communicating more effectively with children and adults. Now, Catherine is an award-winning speaker, an author, and host of several TEDx talks. And through her popular parenting trainings, she's taught thousands of parents and educators, social workers, medical professionals, and anyone else needing to converse with 5-year-olds or 17-year-olds, up to and including 85-year-olds, in a half a dozen countries and cultures to minimize misunderstandings and meltdowns and communicate with more collaboration, cooperation, and consideration. Now, her methods positively influence relationships for generations. Well, welcome, Catherine. I am so excited to have you as our guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It's so great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, Catherine, I just love how you're making such a big impact working with families to create, well, happy, healthy relationships. I think that's just such an important need, especially right now as we're in the midst of lockdown and spending so much time with our families. But I know for me, being a parent of three boys, it's been tricky. So I'm just curious, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become a conscious parenting coach?
That's so great. Thanks for asking. I think that it was when we actually had our first child. Sam is 25 years old now, and my husband and I were both professionals. He's an architect, and I was actually a commodities trader. And we were great at our day jobs, and this parenting thing was like we were deer in headlights. We knew we needed to do something. Right. Like the situation required some parental interaction.
Right? Is that putting it politely? Yeah.
Well, you know, there was engagement that was necessary, and we were both aware that we didn't want to get into the, you know, go to your room, or, you know, that's not okay, you can't do that, and use all of the kind of demand language or approaches that didn't cultivate a child from within finding their limits within themselves. So we just didn't know what to do. And we started 25 years ago to start looking for our own trainings. And that's what we began doing as parents in search of some support. And that ended up leading me into what would become, I think, yeah, really my passion.
Right. Wow. That's amazing. I love that. So it's basically through your own desire of creating a healthy family relationship,
yeah,
with you, your husband, and your son.
At that point, we just had him, and he was our guinea pig. Yep.
Well, I'm sure that he survived just fine, because it sounds like you've become quite the expert. How long have you been doing this kind of work, working with families to help with the dynamics and, you know, really providing this kind of support?
It's been about 20 years. So we started our journey with the birth of our son and then truly became enamored with understanding communication, communication patterns.
Right.
And it led into a world of, I'm going to call it our unconscious beliefs, things that we don't even know we believe, but are showing up in the way that we're being, and beginning to just have this level of interest and curiosity about the ways that we create situations that we didn't even know we were creating at the time. And yeah, it's just become a passion. So about 20 years ago, I started teaching my own programs and ran programs for about 10 years before I developed my own program, which is the program that I'm running now.
Okay.
And yeah, I think it was really just, gosh, over the years, my own experience of raising my son, and then we had a daughter, and just the different types of kids that they are, belongers versus autonomous, is one of the things that I really began to understand from my own experience of how different they approach their own decision making.
Right.
And how I needed to really be a different person and approach them like as individually as they are.
Yeah, it is amazing how each child has their own operating system, if you will.
Totally. Exactly. Yeah, and I talk about that too. Everybody has their own operating system, and a one size fits all really actually doesn't work.
No, no. And I think that's what creates a lot of the sibling rivalry and just the animosity and resentment. And oh, do I sound like I know a few things about that?
I think, you know, that three kid thing, definitely.
No, I was pretty sensitive to that. I'm kind of putting myself down. I spent a lot of time trying to create what you truly have become an expert at. So I really admire the work you're doing. Now, has your business vision changed over those? I know that you had shared that you started out coaching on an existing type program. Is that what I heard you say? And then you developed your very own.
Exactly. Okay. So I started out, I was trained originally in Thomas Gordon's parent effectiveness training methodology and taught that. And then I was trained by Marshall Rosenberg in nonviolent communication and started running a kind of hybrid where I was really bringing in the NVC principles, and they sang from the same song sheet. So it wasn't as though they were different approaches, but they were definitely nuanced in other directions. So my container just got bigger as I became actually more nuanced myself and began to understand the different sort of sheaths to our consciousness around what we know and what we don't know that we don't know, and how we can work with those different levels of understanding within ourselves and each other. And I would say the conscious parenting revolution is really about consciousness work.
Yeah.
And I apply that whole field in the family system and how there's so much transgenerational pattern that has been inherited to each and every person. And they bring that into their marriage and they bring it into the family. And the family system is where we have an opportunity to lift patterns that have been in our systems for the beginning of time.
Right. I love that. Yeah. And that is so powerful because we do tend to just be creatures of habit. And, pick up on all the subtleties, even if we don't like how we were raised or parented. And then all of a sudden we're acting the same way. And it's like, how is this happening? And we don't know how to stop. So that, yeah, I just love that. Unconscious, conscious, you know, bringing unconscious to conscious. That's
totally.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Without a sense of shame, I think is the other really important point is that, you know, when we do become more conscious of what we've been doing, we might feel a sense of embarrassment or even shame around it.
Sure.
And I think that that's one of the things that I really like to support families with is no fault, no blame, no guilt, no shame, this creating of an environment in which, wow, you know, to a certain extent, we are all sleepwalking in patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And the pattern is what's actually controlling, as opposed to us feeling as though we have choice around the way that we show up.
Mm-hmm.
Until we have choice, because we're consciously aware, we really are sleepwalking.
I totally agree with that. That's powerful. I know that I've heard people say, well, they, you know, she's parenting the best she can with the tools she's got. You know,
mm-hmm.
That just sounds,
and it's true. I think people are parenting the best they can with the tools that they have. But if they have a deficit in tools, there's a responsibility. If you see yourself getting angry or flying off the handle or yelling or mm-hmm. even worse, hitting, that, you know, harm is being done. And there's no sense of shame that, you know, shame on you, but there is a sense of, and you need to do something about it.
Yeah. Acknowledging that it's not working, that mm-hmm. takes courage
mm-hmm.
and having the trust in you obviously is really a critical component to just say, hey, can you step in and help the situation because this is not working. So yeah, no, that's, I can just see there's just a huge, huge need for that. And it's really great to hear that you've developed your own program, pulling out the essence of others, but really bringing forward, obviously, you know, your own hands-on experience, raising your son and daughter, incorporating mm-hmm. that. Have there been any major roadblocks to when it, you know, comes to having built this business? Besides just kind of evolving along the way, which it sounds like you've done, but I mean, I'm talking about, have there been any major challenges that you've had to overcome in building your successful business?
I would say that really the most recent challenge for me has been that we've actually been in Asia for 30 years. And when our kids started coming to the United States to go to university, we started spending more time here. And my business was built by developing relationships in schools where I was brought in as the back to school night guest speaker or the coffee morning guest presenter who would have an opportunity to present to a audience that was being handed to me where I could give them an opportunity to understand the difference between using rewards and punishments, which I'm going to call the external locus of causality, to using the guidance approach, which was developed by my colleagues and I, which is a focus on an internal, a child learning their limits from within and learning to be thoughtful from within and to regulate their emotions from within. It's the focus is on supporting the environment for that to happen
mm-hmm.
rather than being the externalized determinant of, no, that's not okay. No, you've had enough. Rather than other people telling children what the enough is, children finding their enough from within so mm-hmm. they can find it no matter where they are. With or without the parent and the environment. So cultivating that sort of just awareness, being able to come into the school systems and then, hey, I've got a class starting next week. And then boom, I had class after class after class, years after years after years. When we left, it was about how do I reinvent myself and bring what
I do. When you left from Asia?
Yeah. When we left Asia and started coming to the States, it was about reinventing my delivery system because I wasn't physically in that city anymore and it needed to transition. So that's really the process I've been in over the last couple of years mm-hmm. is creating the online platform so that my audience and I can meet each other online.
Got it. Yeah. Well, that allows you to definitely reach a broader number of people, you know, serve a
definitely
group of people. So that's
there's
great.
A huge scaling opportunity. So I'm excited about it. And it's the transition I've been in for the last couple of years. It's a whole new frontier.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, you have such a solid track record in filling this huge need, but you're transitioning to be, you know, more of the, you know, the online format and adjusting in that way so that, you know, that's great. Obviously, it shows a lot of, you know, where you're tapping into the direction and how you can better serve people and just being accessible in different formats.
I love it. I love the fact that it really does provide people that may not have mobility an opportunity to have access to something that could save a relationship.
Yeah, it's very powerful. So, you know, and speaking of that, just, you know, the need and obviously you know, the interest in the topic that you bring forward, given that you have been speaking so much about this, and I'm sure you're requested quite a bit to talk on this topic, but I'm just curious, you know, you're an expert at helping families unite and achieve this healthier, happier relationship between each other, but how do you feel about the sales process of doing business? You know, the client enrollment aspect, is that something you have any challenges with, or I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, it's been so interesting for me on my particular journey because I have had the pleasure of being invited into schools where I come in with all the credibility because I've been identified as an expert in my field who can support their parents in creating healthier dynamics.
Yeah.
And so I've been handed audience after audience after audience, and that's been such a gift. This is actually my first chance to start saying, okay, now when I go online, I don't have that same entree. And unless people go watch my TED Talks or, you know, I mean, until they start to really dig in and find out that there's some depth, it's kind of like there is no barrier to entry in the digital world.
Right.
Anybody can throw their shingle out, qualified or not. And it starts to rely on an entirely different process of establishing whether you're someone who is able to get people from A to Z in their family dynamics. So I would say that I have been I'm just starting to like cross this new river of establishing a new following and using the mechanisms that are available through digital marketing and all the rest of it. And I think I'm an infant in this new world. Yeah, I'm just learning how to walk.
Yeah, it is. It definitely does present a different playing field because you are, it's back to ground zero to some extent, but yet not exactly. You just have to, you know, implement some techniques that are very powerful. You know, it's still, even though it's kind of a gray zone, it falls under marketing, but it's also your sales message. You know, the way that you're presenting your message is, you know, in essence to attract clients, right? I'd be happy to share, you know, a quick technique that
love
you already know, but I would love to share it with you if you're interested.
Definitely.
So one of the ways to fast track establishing yourself as somebody that has credibility and invites intrigue and is compelling in terms of getting somebody to lean into what you're wanting to share when you're on that kind of digital format is by really getting clear the language of your ideal client. The exact things that are rolling around in their head as to what their challenges are. Some of those top of mind phrases that are really from your client's lips that are not salesy, not like clinical. They're not, you know, marketing talk. They're really from the heart. It's like pillow talk, if you will. It's what keeps people up at night, you know, when they're talking to one another. I just wish that our kids would get along. I just wish that Johnny would finally start talking to us. It just has me so worried. And so you use some of those phrases. Have you ever thought, and then you say it, you know, you write it on your website or whatever. Has this kept you up? Have you and your husband ever, you know, said this? And what it does is it positions you as somebody that really knows their world. And it's the first level of entry, you know, in terms of catching somebody's attention, like, ooh, you know what's going on. And right away, it positions you as an expert because that's the only way that you could be talking that, saying those kinds of things is if you know what's going on in their world. And then proceeding to make reference to the fact that, you know, over the past 20 years, I've been working with families to, instead of saying, I've been doing this for 20 years, I've got this court, you know, kind of the bullet rundown.
Right.
Weave it into your conversation. Typically a video is the most effective because then it kind of does a little bit of the same thing that your talks do, but not nearly as the same impact because you aren't being served up by somebody that your audience already trusts. You know, those speaker type settings gain a lot of immediate trust because the audience already trusts who's introducing you. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of weave that into your conversation. But anyway, that's a very powerful technique to just utilize the words that are already top of mind within your ideal client.
That's a great hint. Thank you so much. I'll definitely go implement that right away.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. So Catherine, how do you work with families who are frustrated with internal tensions? And actually, you know, let me back up a second because we're right in the middle of this COVID pandemic. And speaking of families, people are under one roof a lot more now than they have been probably since, you know, the children maybe were little, you know, early in their school age years. But have you had to, adjust, and what have the impacts of COVID been on your, on the work you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been busier, and I call it the COVID pressure cooker. So because of COVID, there has been so much pressure inside of the family systems because people have managed to cope with, let's call it, less than ideal dynamics because people are going out to work or they're going out to school or they have these after school activities.
Right.
There's so much apart time that the together time is easier to navigate. Mm-hmm. Now everything is so different. Everybody's on top of everybody. And I do have clients whose kids might have been away at university or even some at boarding school, and they're now all coming back together under the same roof. And there are rifts between kids themselves, like some of the kids may not be talking to each other.
Right.
There can be rifts where either the mom or the child or the dad or the child are feeling resentful. So there are these what we call resentment flows that have developed, and everybody's upset. Mm-hmm. So they don't really quite know how to change what's going on, but they know that a change is absolutely necessary.
Right. Oh yeah. I can only imagine just the impact that this is having with people suddenly being under each other's skin, you know, almost 24 hours a day. So I can see how your work is so valuable. Not just always, but especially right now. So how do you work with families who are dealing with these frustrations and they're tired of the internal tensions and they really want to achieve a sense of peace and unity?
Yeah. So there are a few different ways that I work with it. Of course, I have my group program, which is the one that I've been running for a really long time, where people come into the group and over the course of a period of time, we work together. And I give them a bite of the elephant at a time. And they have a chance to digest that and really integrate it over the course of the week before we meet again. So there's that. And right now there's also what I find most people needing is more intense work where they want me to work together with one of the children or all of the children and with the mom and the dad, and then bringing everybody together into a mediation, where I'm there and they're there, and it could be mom, dad, three kids, four kids, two kids. It just depends on the family. And we really unpack what's led us to get to where we are, which is relevant insofar as we need to not repeat the patterns that aren't working. Mm-hmm. And people then need skills to be able to work with, okay, well, if I've been aggressive and I didn't even know I was being aggressive, how do I say this assertively? How do I talk about what I need to talk about with you in a way that facilitates the conversation? Because I think everybody is aware that it's pretty easy to put other people on the defensive.
Sure.
And so once you do that, you're actually not in a conversation anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you want to stay in the conversation longer, how do I do that? How do I continue to engage where you're willing to engage with me? And how do we work it out? So this is all the kind of really strong communication skills that everybody needs. And they need it to be able to just navigate family systems. But there are also all kinds of other sort of assumptions with a parent-child dynamic. And parents may not even realize the way that they view children's behavior is got a negative spin to it.
Right.
That, you know, they're attention seeking or they're manipulative or they're out to get me or they could have done it better and they chose not to. And I mean, there's all kinds of assumptions that we have that we don't even know we have.
Yeah. Back to that unconscious part.
Exactly. Yeah. And so heightening people's awareness, being able to see the way that, oh, wow, I can see that I have done that. And then it's a process of recognizing when you're continuing to do it, as you break that habit, what are my roadblocks to communication? Where do I shut down the ability for us to connect? How are rewards and punishments getting in the way and activating? We know through the research that they activate retaliation, rebellion, and resistance. Wow. So am I doing that? Did I create those three R's? Probably. Not intentionally.
Ouch.
But yeah. Probably. And the good news is that you also can dismantle them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, that's very, yeah, it's very complex. Lots of layers there. And it sounds like you have a lot of tools and resources. You know, you have gained so much expertise in how to really peel back and allow people to see what they're creating and empower them with techniques that really create the outcome that, let's face it, everybody wants a happy, healthy family, right?
Absolutely. Everybody does.
Don't purposely set out to create
Nobody does.
Scenarios.
And yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, I love it when you say empower, because that's the way I look at it is, you know, everybody wants to feel like they can make a difference to what's happening in their system and that they have the ability to bring forth different ways of connecting. And I think some people lose sight of it and they feel like, you know, I got fired as a mom years ago or I got fired as a dad years ago. They stopped confiding in me, coming to me for counsel, wanting to pick my brain, and they only go to their peer group. So how do I get rehired? Is it really possible? And I say, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, that's so exciting. I know there are a lot of listeners that are probably chomping at the bit here. How can people reach you if they're interested in learning more about creating this kind of dynamic for their family?
Yeah, well, right now they can go to my consciousparentingrevolution.com. That's my website. And there's a contact button. And they can go book a free discovery session with me, a one-on-one where we look at, okay, what's going on and what's a plan. So everybody has the ability to get a plan in place and to start moving forward at creating the transformation that they want. Fantastic. And if it is that they feel like they have a damaged relationship with a child, or they sense their child is unhappy, anxious, depressed, sad. I mean, there are so many pressures on kids these days. And we can sense that they're upset. What we don't realize a lot of the time is I like to call it the tragic expression of the tragic expression of unmet needs. So if a child is having trouble meeting their needs for connection or friendship, or maybe they're having trouble meeting their needs for mastery and they don't do well in a subject matter, and it's not like they don't want to do well, they can't figure it out. And then they feel like they're under pressure from mom and dad and they're disappointing them. And I mean, it gets very complicated.
Very complicated.
You know, if you then look at the behaviors, there can be a whole range of them. They can be, I hate you, mom. I hate you, dad. They can be words that are hard to hear.
Yeah.
But if we allow for separation and individuation in our families, if we allow for that child, young adult, teen, tween, whatever it is, to be truly separate from me, their expression isn't an expression about my competency as a parent. It's an expression of what's going on inside of them.
Oh, right.
And I can begin to see it as, wow, this is somebody who's drowning. God bless them. You know, what they really need from me is support.
Right.
And
I wish they're not retaliating, they're reaching out.
Yeah. And I wish that they could drown politely. Of course I do. Who doesn't? For the love of God. We all want our kids to drown politely. I wish I could drown politely, but it's too high a bar. We don't care how people drown. They drown, it's sloppy. But if we can stop seeing drowning behavior as the problem, then we no longer react to the way someone's drowning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We look at it powerful. As simply information.
Yeah.
And the we reaction. Get in our little rowboat and we row our way out there and we stick our hand in the water and we pull them in the boat. We give them a little life support, some CPR, some conscious parenting revolution. We give them some support for that so that they can regulate their emotions. They don't have to feel ashamed of themselves that they lost it. And when we provide that atmosphere, there's just such a sense of gratitude and appreciation for seeing them beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh yeah. That's, I love that when you say, you know, instead of reacting and, you know, just creating a bigger problem, to just really look aside and realize it's a reach for help. So, yeah, that's powerful. So powerful, Catherine. I just love that. So, you know, you've shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom, throughout our interview here. It's just been, you know, wonderful listening to you. I wonder if I could just tap on you one more time during the interview. And if you could offer maybe some advice for a frustrated entrepreneur. You know, you have such a successful track record here and you have obviously blazed your own trail and navigated quite a bit of things over the years. Is there some advice that you might be able to share with an entrepreneur who's maybe, you know, questioning their decision to go down this journey with their own business idea, or maybe they're even doubting their ability to succeed?
Mm-hmm. Here's my little, you know, my little nugget is that whatever it is that you're doing, you're there to serve the clients that would be your clients. And if you stop standing for what you can offer and contribute to them, they may not be able to do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So your contribution to staying connected to your vision and what you bring is so important so that you can continue to stand for their greatness, to stand for what they will be able to do because you came into their lives.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. So powerful, just so powerful. Fantastic. Wow. Catherine, it has just been so great getting to hear about your journey from commodity trader to this powerful coach who helps, you know, people rebuild relationships and really learn about the great work that you're doing. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. Just thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you too. It's been really lovely. I so appreciate having this opportunity and I really enjoyed hearing what you could help me with.
Well, thank you, Catherine. And again, you can reach Catherine through her website, consciousparentingrevolution.com. And be sure to look for that button or link to grab a discovery session. That sounds powerful. So such a great gift that you're providing there. So again, that's consciousparentingrevolution.com. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Or are you shrugging off the lost sale by saying, oh, well, they just weren't my ideal client? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Catherine Celery. And as always, here's to your success.